It is the Stephanie Miller Show, live from the Democratic National Convention with my girls, Frangela.
Hey!
And we are so excited, joined by Wendy Davis of the great state of Texas. I knew it. Von Seal, our good friend Von Seal from Asheville, has already texted. Oh, my God. Outrunning errands this morning. I have to tell you how excited I am to have my two role models meet at the DNC. Aww. Take me now, Lord.
Okay. Hello, Von Seal.
Yeah, the funny thing about that is I'd be a role model of any kind. But anyway, you're good friends. Von Seal's sister is there.
That's right. She's in Austin, Texas now. Von Seal and I know each other from way back when she used to live in Fort Worth. She and her husband, Michelle, had a beautiful, wonderful restaurant there. And Von Seal, of course, has never been shy for opinions. And she's just a lot of fun. I miss her.
She moved from the safety of one blue pocket of Austin to the blue pocket of Asheville.
That's right.
first of all, this must be so exciting for you, the first female, candidate for president in our history. But also, you're like a female superhero to a lot of people.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
Seriously.
Hillary's a female superstar to me. She really, when I was a young woman, was the very first person that kind of got me to pull my head up out of just trying to survive every day to thinking about something bigger and broader. And it was when she was fighting for universal health care.
Yes.
She was pretty amazing, and she was amazing in the face of a lot of vitriol, a lot of pushback that had nothing to do with her ideas and everything to do with who she was and the fact that she was a woman.
Well, and I was saying, you must have been, because I know somebody already said to you, I hope you run for governor. I'm like, yeah, get those pink sneakers on and let's run. Because you've been vindicated. Obviously, the Supreme Court ruling, the thing that you filibustered and fought for in Texas for a woman's right to choose.
Yes!
That must have been thrilling for them to see right through those BS arguments.
I loved it.
About protecting women. This is about taking away the right to choose.
The opinion was breathtaking in its directness, basically saying to Republican legislatures like the one in Texas, we see what you're up to, and we're on to your ruse.
Right.
And this excuse that you're giving that you're somehow doing this on behalf of protecting women's health is absurd, when in fact what it did was endanger women's health. We knew that from the start. We knew that would be the consequence.
I thought Ruth Bader Ginsburg at some point was actually going to say, I call bull.
Well, she may do that before she leaves the bench at some point, knowing her.
Yeah, she's getting chattier already.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, because I can't remember the exact amount, you probably know, but of the clinics that it was reduced to in Texas.
We have
which is
42,
exactly, but that
went
was exactly,
to 19.
Okay. It was exactly their aim.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would have gone down to 10 if the last provision of the law had been allowed to take effect. Thankfully, the Supreme Court had stayed that last piece of it while they were making their decision. But even going down from 42 to 19 left women all over our state without any
Absolutely.
Access. And folks had to make, 300-mile car trips
Yes.
in order to access their constitutionally protected right to abortion care. Our waiting times at the remaining clinics went up to over 20 days in some areas of the state. And it forced a lot of women into second trimester abortions that otherwise obviously would have had them in their first trimester.
Right.
Isn't that also important to impress upon younger women that this is, it's something I think now that a lot of people take for granted, like, oh, that's never going to happen. And you look at what they're trying to do on the state-by-state levels and the Supreme Court being in the balance, you're like, oh, no, that absolutely could happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question about it. I think it has been a reality check for a lot of young women who thought we were done with that fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of women of my generation thought we were done with that fight. But it's taught us we can't take our foot off the gas pedal. We've got to stay literally on the offensive about our reproductive rights. It's so important to our ability to control our economic destinies and to care for families that we already have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful that this has woken up, and I believe it has, a generation of young women who say, we're not going to let this happen.
Right. And I think that... Yeah, again, maybe they can be excused in some ways because they don't have the history that we have. But I mean, to impress upon them how important it is that we have our first female president, that we've never had a better shot than now, because some of them it's terrifying. They're sort of like, oh well, we'll have one sometime.
Yeah. You know, we know how hard that fight is,
right.
And we know that there's not a second opportunity right around the corner. And not only that, you know, I don't support Hillary Clinton simply because she's a woman. I support this woman, this
right.
extraordinary woman. Who has a record of fighting for us for several generations and who's not at all afraid to talk about why working on behalf of issues that impact women is an important part of making our families in this country stronger. When
yes.
we support women, we support our families and we support our economy and overall. And she knows that.
And you're right. She's I would say the most qualified person pretty
no
much we've
question.
Ever had run.
It's you know, not. President Obama said that not long ago and he's right.
Yeah. What are the other, I mean, what, for you, what were highlights last night?
I loved Cory Booker's speech of unity. Michelle Obama, man,
yes.
she was amazing. What I loved about her remarks is that she spoke from her heart. You could tell that she was so emotional about where she sees this race heading and how important the outcome of it is for her two daughters. And I know a lot of women feel that way. We think about our children and our grandchildren and the possible future under a Donald Trump, which I just yeah. can't even imagine. So it was beautiful. Bernie, of course, how important for him to give the kind of speech that he gave last night, inviting us all to focus on the months ahead and why it is so important that we elect Hillary Clinton and just what's at stake. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren, I thought, gave a great message about what it means to struggle in America. She has a great story to tell about rising up to becoming a U.S. senator. I certainly have my own story of single motherhood and poverty to where I am
yeah.
today. And she, you know, laid out the vision for why it's so important that we create and hold on to an America that can create more stories like that for people who are willing to work hard.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, of course, we have former President Clinton and we have mothers of the movement, Trayvon Martin's mother, et cetera. I mean, I think tonight is going to be an equally powerful night, don't you?
No question about it. These mothers, of course, are going to speak from a place of raw pain. And with the deepest, most profound understanding of why it is that we need to be a country of healing and we need to be a country that is willing to elect someone who's going to stand up to the gun lobby once and for all in the United States.
Yes.
And Bill Clinton gives kind of a good speech, I think.
Yeah, he's given a good speech a time or two in his life.
Sometimes he stumbles on
yeah.
some good words.
Yeah. I got a chance to meet him finally this year, and I thought, I get why... He's so sick.
He's
he makes you feel like it is just all about you.
He really is.
And he will make America, every person watching, feel like it's just about you.
I've been in rooms yeah. where he's given speeches with like thousands of people, and everybody's like, he's just talking to me.
He's not talking to you. He's not talking to you. He's talking to me.
No, get out of yeah. my way. He's talking to me.
But there is that case to be made, too, Wendy, that, I mean, we had such peace and prosperity. You know, that's why I love the ad with the clip of Donald Trump saying, well, the economy just does better under Democrats. It just does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And certainly Bill Clinton is a testament to that, the work that he did as president and the shaping of our economy under his policies and platform are a testament to that. I'm excited to hear him talk not only from his experience in that regard, mm-hmm. but as the husband of Hillary Clinton, as the man who has been with her through thick and thin. We know they've had some thin, but I know he's going to speak very powerfully. And through his own words, thank you very much, about why his spouse, his
she,
love,
she gets
Hillary
in a zinger
Clinton should be our president.
Wendy Davis, you are one of our heroes. So thrilled
thank you.
To meet you.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
joining
much,
us.
Stephanie, great to meet all of you.